Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
An NYPD detective and a Woodbridge police officer were shot and injured overnight in a shooting in New Jersey. Our Glenn Shuck is in Woodbridge, and he has the latest. Glenn.
And just a few minutes ago, Linda, we did hear officially from the New Jersey Attorney General, Matt Blacken, confirming some of the details here. The gunfire exchange between Woodbridge police and NYPD detective who was here at the scene and the suspect in the parking lot between this Raritan Hotel and this huge catering hall, the Royal Albert. It's about 1,000 people that fit in here in the Ford's section of Woodbridge. Again, this happening about 12:30 this morning, the gunfire in the parking lot. Now, in the end, the suspect, who was wanted for murder in New York City and had been tracked here, that suspect ended up shot and killed. The NYPD detective shot in the ankle, stable. The Woodbridge police officer shot in the back, also in stable condition. We don't have the identity of the suspect that is dead right now, as we wait more information later from the Attorney General. But again, this is all coming together here. The investigation, in fact, still ongoing here. Police are still blocking the entrance to this building, so we'll keep you updated throughout the day. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Woodbridge in Middlesex County, New Jersey.
Police in the Bronx are looking for a woman who found an envelope with $8,000 inside and didn't return it. The owner of the envelope accidentally dropped it near Stadium Avenue and Spencer Drive in the Country Club section of the Bronx on May 26th. Surveillance video shows a woman in a blue dress with a white sweater picking it up and running off. Anyone with any information is being asked to call police. Winds News Time, 11:04. New details in the Gilgo Beach case. The attorney for some of the victims says the main suspect, Rex Huerman, may not have acted alone.
There will be more murder charges against suspected serial killer Rex Huerman. That's what attorney John Ray believes. Ray, who has represented some of the family members of the victim, says people have come forward to his office with new information.
Three of them, he used guns to threaten them, handguns. And he had handguns, so he has no problem using guns and other tools. He doesn't have a particular pattern that he follows.
Attorney Ray says he does not believe Huerman acted alone.
Information and evidence has flowed into this office. I have a plethora of evidence that's new.
No one except Huerman has been charged with the six murders. The 60-year-old pleaded not guilty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Nassau County police are searching for a man who exposed himself to a 9-year-old girl in East Meadow last night. Investigators say he was in a white work van parked across the street from her home. He called her over to the van, and when she did, he exposed himself. She ran back home and told her dad, who called the cops. The man took off and is still on the loose. Nassau County police are asking anyone with information to give them a call. And now the latest for the search on the suspects wanted for throwing red paint on the home of the director of the Brooklyn Museum. Police have released surveillance images and video of the suspects. The suspects also hung a banner at the home of Ann Pasternak, who is Jewish, and accused her of being a white supremacist and a Zionist. Red paint was also thrown on the Palestinian mission to the UN on the Upper East Side in Manhattan, as well as on the German consulate. This all happened within a few hours Wednesday morning. We have video and pictures of the suspects at 1010winds.com. An NYPD deputy inspector has been indicted for trying to cover up a drunk driving incident in his own police vehicle.
According to an indictment released by the Manhattan District Attorney, former deputy inspector of the 5th Precinct in Chinatown, 44-year-old Paul Zangrilli, allowed his girlfriend, 35-year-old Nicole Ruppel, to drive his unmarked NYPD-issued vehicle from a Midtown bar after they both had multiple shots and beers. Ruppel crashed into the back of a livery car at West 30th Street and 10th Avenue and fled the scene, switching seats with Zangrilli a few blocks north where the livery driver caught up with them. According to the district attorney's complaint, Zangrilli repeatedly offered the driver $500 to $1,000 instead of exchanging insurance information. Both Zangrilli and Ruppel are charged with driving while intoxicated, tampering with physical evidence, and leaving the scene of an accident. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, a new park is opening today along the waterfront in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx. Our Carol Dioria is in the Bronx, and she joins us live.
And Linda, it was truly nice. It's called the Bankside Park. It's right along the Hudson River, the Harlem River, next to the 3rd Avenue Bridge in the South Bronx. And they say it's the first time in over a century that the public has had direct access to the waterfront in the Mott Haven neighborhood. City Planning Director Dan Gorodnik says the park is a link to eventually developing a 7-mile greenway all the way from Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx to Randall's Island. So today, there were lots of residents there walking their dogs, and they tell me that on the weekend, there are people out there having cookouts, they're jogging, playing music, and it's actually a very nice place. So it's a long, thin strip, but it's lovely, and it's free, and it's right on the water. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Several blood drives are being held in the city today and on Long Island through Father's Day to remember NYPD Detective Anastasio Sacos, who was killed by a drunk driver on the LIE 3 years ago. Doreen Ficino with the New York Blood Center says donations are desperately needed.
It comes at a critical time for the New York Blood Center because we are currently in a blood emergency, and the blood that we are going to collect tomorrow will be a insurance that we have the blood that we need to provide to the area hospitals.
Sacos lived on Long Island and was with the NYPD for 14 years. Some drives are being held today at the 3rd Police Precinct on Grand Central Parkway in Hollis, Queens, and at the Greek Orthodox Church at Shrine Place in Green Lawn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.